It has been 81 years since the formation of the Navajo Code Talkers, a group of about 400 young men from the Navajo Nation who joined the Marines in World War II, and they devised a code using the Navajo language and sent secret messages in the Pacific. Peter McDonald Sr. is one of the few Code Talkers still living. He's 94, and he's chairman of the National Code Talkers Museum, which he and others are working to build in New Mexico. Now, to join the Marines, McDonald lied to recruiters, said he was 17, but was actually 15. And last year, Peter McDonald Sr. spoke to our own Jane Clayson, and she asked him why he wanted to serve.
I liked the uniform, number one. Number two, because of all the stories that our grandparents have told us about the wars that they went through with the United States government and other tribes that took most of our land, everything we had. And I don't want that story to ever be repeated again on Navajo. So I want to go out there and fight and keep those enemies away from the United States of America, away from the four sacred mountains that belong to the Navajo Nation.
It was World War I veteran Philip Johnson who first proposed the idea to use the Navajo language to create an uncrackable code. He had lived on the Navajo Nation and had seen that their language was unwritten and unknown to the general public, unknown even to other tribes. But the idea of using the Navajo language as a code was met with a lot of skepticism.
No one really could believe that something like this could be developed, number one. Number two, that it could become a weapon that could be used in the Pacific War. Well, first 29 young Navajos developed 260 code words. Half of them were sent overseas to join the 1st Marine Division on the island of Guadalcanal to test the code, because they told us everything you develop here must be subject to memory only. August of 1942, General Vandegrift, commander of the 1st Marine Division that just landed on Guadalcanal, sent word back to the commandant of the United States Marine Corps, saying, "This Navajo code is terrific. The enemy never understood it," he said. "We don't understand it either, but it works. Send us some more Navajos."
More than 400 Navajos served as code talkers. Their code was used in battles throughout the war, and the Japanese military was determined to break it.
They actually captured a Navajo in the Philippines, but he was in the army. The Japanese punished him, tortured him, but the code we developed was such that not even a Navajo listening into our code would understand what in the world we are talking about. So the code was so good that it was never broken.
The Navajo Code Talkers experienced the dangers of combat alongside other Marines, but there was one significant difference.
They told us not to tell anyone what we did, because that code is still top secret. You wait until it is declassified. Sure enough, when we got home in 1945 and 46, our parents, relatives asked us, "Oh, what did you do in the war?" Our answer, "Oh, nothing. I was just a radio man. Don't ask me any more questions." Navajo code was not declassified until 1968, 23 years after the war.
Because their code was so good, the military kept it secret in case they needed to call upon the Navajo Code Talkers again. But now Peter McDonald wants the world to remember the Code Talkers. And at 94, he's working tirelessly to raise money to build a museum in their honor.
Over a dozen of Navajo Code Talkers were killed in action, and over two dozen were wounded. So we want to honor those who never made it home, and also to tell our story. What did we do? Every landing in the Pacific was different. So we want to tell that story.
Peter McDonald wants people to know how the story of the Navajo Code Talkers can teach us all how to be better Americans.
Navajo language, Navajo people, during the time of a great need, came forth with a weapon that was used throughout the Pacific War. We need to understand how to use our diversity to preserve all these good things that we have established here in America, our freedom, our liberty, and also the peace that we all enjoy. So instead of fighting each other because we are different, because we speak different language, let's understand that those differences are very important in terms of preserving what we all love in America.
Navajo Code Talker Peter McDonald Sr., Marine Corps veteran and chairman of the National Code Talkers Museum, speaking with Jane Clayson.